The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I don't know if you heard about the ugly dismissal of Kermit the Frog.
Okay, hold on.
I did hear about
this. What is this?
Hold on. Yeah. Before we get in, you guys, I was at a
safari.
And I got to interview Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog here. You know, a lot of people have been asking why I got canned the other day. And to be honest, I haven't a clue. You know, I date a pig, and that's offensive to some people. So that could have been a reason. I hang around and occupy wetlands a lot, and that might have been annoying to the tree huggers, who may have taken the term drain the swamp literally. I've been known to eat flies, which may have upset winged Americans. Or that being a puppet most of the time, I have someone else's hand up my butt, kind of like everybody at CNN.
Well,
but thanks for the cards and emails. I'll be fine. And be sure to look for my new show, coming soon to Fox.
Fox, okay, nice. So he was fired? I didn't even see the headline.
Yeah,
what happened?
Well, he says he doesn't know. The Disney folks and the Muppet folks say that the guy with his hand up Kermit's butt was just a butt.
Did he do the voice too,
He handled him and did the voice.
So. We don't know why
he did. They just said he was like it.
Keep digging. Yeah,
there's
something out there.
Like the Elmo case,
right? Because he was diddling somebody who was barely 18.
But here's
the
thing. The Kermit the Frog. He plays more than just a Kermit the Frog.
He probably does Miss Piggy and Fozzie Bear, I think. Same one. Used to be Frank Oz did all of them. Now he doesn't.
A few months back, Sesame Street Clean House too, and fired a lot of the older.
Oh, I know. The Swedish chef, he's still looking for work. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But
I've been calling Patrick Mosier. I'm like, hey, can you hook a brother up?
Right?
But, you know,
right? Chris, how was Kermit to work with? I mean, you got to interview him.
So. It was nice and like, it was swampy. It was hot.
Was he kind of like a diva or was he the professional?
I was really professional. It was a little upset.
Remember the old sweet and sour pork joke? Okay. Not going to. You don't know it, it's okay, but do you remember it?
I remember a different version, something like that.
Okay, very good. Chris doesn't know, but he so wants to know.
Oh, it's a good one.
It's a dad joke,
yes,
but probably one we can't share on air.
Yeah. Well, in other Muppet news, there's a new boy Muppet in Afghanistan. Guess what his job is?
Gender neutrality.
To promote gender equality.
Gender equality.
In Afghanistan?
Yeah. Afghanistan apparently has a version of Sesame Street. They introduced a little girl character aimed at inspiring girls in the deeply conservative Muslim nation.
That's our problem with that right there.
Now a new Muppet, her brother, will join the show showing boys the importance of respecting women. This is going to work well.
It's like,
yeah,
this is actually how to behead somebody, hang somebody Muppet, because what?
Remember, she shouldn't walk 10 feet behind you.
Right.
She should be up next to you.
Right. Wow. Hey, good luck with that, Sesame Street. Yeah. We'll see how that works out.
I think there's going to be a behanding soon.
Short-lived character, right. Okay.
The character's name is Zirak. Whose name means smart in Afghanistan's two official languages.
Can I get that in official your language?
He doesn't speak Afghani.
I don't speak Farsi. Oh. I can call my wife. She speaks Farsi.
Ah.
What do you speak?
Arabic.
What is it you speak, Chris?
Spanish.
Is that what that is?